And so we come to this day, to the night slowly being transformed into this new day, this day of joy, this day of wonder. And yet, so often when we think about the resurrection, when we think about the difference that Jesus makes in our lives, we can lose the significance of it. We can forget the true power of all of this. And part of that, I think, is that we have the wrong kind of worldview. Even though the world has moved on, and even though science has moved on so dramatically, so often in the church and so often elsewhere as well, we continue to think about things in terms of what they believed and what they understood in the medieval period, when the church taught things based on what was understood then in science. But we've changed. We've developed a different kind of worldview. And yet we still live in this tripart worldview. We still have this sense of heaven being above, and that earth is here where we dwell. And there is, of course, then this other place, the underworld. And the reality is that the part of that sense is that, well, where is God? I mean, if you ask any child and you say, well, where is God? Where will they say that God is? And where is heaven? Somewhere up there. And where are we? Here on earth. And what's that other place about? It's all about fear. You know, we do everything to avoid going down there into that sense. But the problem with this is that because God is away and God is distant from us, that God can often disappear from that equation, in that sense that God is irrelevant in his absence and in his pointlessness, because it's just about us and our own strivings and all of this. Another consequence of this is that we can begin to kind of think about the world and the church in terms of an elevator. That the point of all of this is that God has revealed certain things. And so God has spoken through his word. God has spoken through his scriptures, through the church, through the teachings, through the magisterium, and in a different age, even through his priests. And so the point of our existence as the sacred ministers is to come and to receive these gifts and to go into our place of learning and to be transformed by all of that. And the point of what we would do in the church is that we would take what we received and then bring it down so that we were able to experience it. And so I would go into the high places and sister and other, you know, the holy people would go to be with God in prayer, and that we would be transformed by that, and that we would deign to come down and share that then with the lay people, with the ordinary people. And yet this is so vastly different from what we actually encounter in Scripture, so vastly different from what Jesus revealed himself to us. And yet so often we've understood the world in terms of this, and so often it's limited our whole sense of what the resurrection can mean for our lives. Because part of that then says, well, where is God when I'm hurting? Where is God when I'm experiencing this grief? Where is God when we see so many terrible things, as we always continue to see? There's no shortage of terrible things and no shortage of people to report them and to describe them in the most heinous of ways. And so this question of, well, if God is up there somewhere, and if God is distant and God is absent, what is the point of the resurrection? How does it actually change any of our experiences or any of the ways that we actually encounter that? But when we ponder, well, where is God? If we say, well, God is in the sky, God is away from us, one of the things that we've begun to realize is that, well, where does the sky begin? So if we were to say, well, where is the sky? Where does the sky begin? Where does it begin? Where is the air that we breathe? Where does that begin? It's not some great distance away. No, the sky begins at our feet. The sky begins here where we encounter. The sky is here in the very midst of our ordinary experiences. The heaven is not some distant place that if we say, yes, heaven is up in the sky, well, the sky is as close as every breath that we take. God is as close as every breath that we take. God is not distant. God is not absent from this sense. No, that God is here. God is longing for us to experience this, just as he originally intended, as we heard in our first reading, that wonderful poem of creation, that wonderful reminder of what we're about in the beginning, the sense of God creating all things for the glory of God, creating all things so that he could be revealed and manifested in the world, and that we would be able to experience that. We would be the very vocation bearers of that. We would be the ones who would be changed and transformed by that. But we didn't. We got it wrong. We stuffed it up. We continued to get things wrong. We continued to be locked in that slavery. We continued to be locked in that infidelity. We weren't able to trust in God's purpose. We weren't able to experience that as Abraham did. And we continued to be locked in sin and in idolatry especially. And so there's this need for Jesus to do what he did, this need for Jesus to offer this salvation and this life. But what we finally encounter in all of this is that if God is not distant, if God is not absent, if God is part of this lived reality, then resurrection is not just something that happened way back in the past, but the truth that resurrection is and resurrection continues to be this reality that we experience here and now. Resurrection is this encounter with God. Resurrection is the place where we discover our purpose. Resurrection is the place where our vocation is restored. Resurrection is because it changes us. It offers us this hope of transformation now. Because resurrection is not just about this absent God, but about a God who is Trinity, a God who was pleased to experience this suffering to demonstrate to us this gift, a God who on the cross poured forth his Holy Spirit, a God who surrendered his life in order that we might encounter that love. Resurrection is about love. Resurrection is about this change and this transformation that only we are able to experience through love and through that encounter with God. The point of the resurrection is not just about what happened to one wonderful man back in the past, but about this transformation that's available to every single one of us today, right here, right now.